It's time for No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging. Here are your hosts, Murphy Houston and Jayla Sanchez Warren from the Area Agency on Aging.
It's time once again, No Copay Radio, Sunday morning on Cozy 101.1. Every Sunday morning, about 7:30, we're here. Of course, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging. You know that phone number, 303-480-6700. Now, I'm Murphy Houston, and my partner from Dr. Cog, the Area Agency on Aging, Jayla Sanchez Warren, is not here. I guess she's entitled to a vacation once in a while. So it'll be me, but not by myself. Special guest today is Rachel Wise. Now, Rachel is the Outreach and Marketing Coordinator for Benefits in Action, and she has previously worked in public education, supported employment for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, enjoys sharing vital resources with her community. Rachel, welcome to No Copay Radio.
Good morning, Murphy. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've never talked before, so we're glad to have first-timers on our fine show that's on every Sunday morning. And like many, we don't know what Benefits in Action is. So talk about it, and how did it begin, and what's going on?
Yeah, thanks so much. So Benefits in Action is a Colorado nonprofit organization. We've been around just under 8 years. And we really grew out of the need for older adults having some assistance navigating their Medicare and finding affordable prescription drugs. And we've really just grown in those last 8 years to encompass a lot more services.
So talk more about what that means. What are some of the needs your organization's addressing in the community for seniors? And thank goodness you are.
Absolutely. Sure. So we are part of the State Health Insurance Assistance Program for Medicare. You might know that as SHIP, and the A is silent. But we do have about 15 of our staff that are certified SHIP volunteers assisting older adults during Medicare open enrollment and throughout the year, really, to just kind of review their Medicare plans, better understand their coverages, and then make changes to their plans during open enrollment. We additionally help people file Medicare appeals, maybe when their plan hasn't covered something and they feel that it should have.
Well, that's very valuable because I go through that. I am a senior, and every October, here we go again. And if you don't have some help like you guys, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there are so many commercials and mailers that folks receive. Some of them have familiar faces, you know, from TV and radio. And you know, we don't always know if those things are legitimate, and we definitely want folks to give us a call. Because we're part of that state SHIP program, we can help you determine when those deals are legitimate, what's actually available in your area, and kind of just help provide that education and avoid that fraud.
Well, and it changes every year, doesn't it, Rachel? All the information, you need some help, mainly with the prescriptions out there, because what might be good 1 year for you, the next year, maybe not.
Absolutely. I encounter a lot of people who tell me that they're happy with their Medicare coverage, but we still really encourage you to start calling us in October during that open enrollment season and just make sure that, yeah, your prescription drugs are still covered, that your doctors are still on your plan, because, yes, those things do change year to year.
Well, and the other thing that's really great, I'm sure you help with, it seems like once you've even signed up and you think, okay, it runs basically October to the beginning of December for the open enrollment or making your changes, even after that's done, you continue to get stuff that it might not be too late. There might still be money for you to be able to get if you make this change. What is all of that stuff? It even confuses me, which doesn't take much.
Right. So, you know, there are a lot of companies out there trying to sell you insurance. And they will even just call you unsolicited. So we really recommend that folks don't take those ads and mailers too seriously and that you don't accept phone calls from someone you did not solicit that call from. So definitely call your local SHIP agency. Benefits in Action covers the metro counties and southeast counties, but really you can call us from anywhere in the state and just verify that that information is legitimate and what's really available for you. Additionally, Murphy, we can help folks that are slightly lower income with some things called Medicare savings programs. And some people may even have those in place and not know that they have them. But they cover things like your Part B premium and some co-insurance and prescription drugs. So definitely check that out as well.
Now, there's one I've gotten in the mail lately about what zip code you live in might depend on how much money you can save. Is there any truth to that?
You know, that's a tough one, Murphy. I would say give us a call and speak with a ship navigator. They're available even now ahead of open enrollment. But additionally, things like Medicare Advantage plans are heavily dependent on zip code, so it may have to do with that. But I would check for your individual situation.
Well, since we talked about contacting Benefits in Action, Rachel, how do they do that? Is it strictly a phone call or go to a website or both?
Sure. So you can just give us a call to our front desk if that's easiest for you. And that telephone number is 720-221-8354. Again, that's 720-221-8354. You also can visit our website at benefitsinaction.org. We do have a tool there under services and book a navigator. It's a wonderful tool we developed with a partner organization called Gary Community Ventures that can help folks screen themselves for benefits if they're just curious what they might qualify for before calling us. But definitely reach out and we'll get you scheduled with a navigator.
Boy, that's such a big help. I can't tell you, Rachel. So besides Medicare and all that goes with it, what other things you doing over there to help people at Benefits in Action?
Sure. So we've grown to encompass, I like to say, if it's a state or federal program, we can probably help you with that. We assist folks with SNAP, that used to be called food stamps, Medicaid, which is your state health insurance program, and some folks on Medicare qualify for both Medicaid and Medicare. We assist with Connect for Health Colorado, the state healthcare marketplace for those looking to purchase their health insurance, and a number of other programs like utility assistance and programs for families like TANF and CCAP. And if you don't know about these programs, you can't apply for them. Or if someone's told you that maybe you don't qualify, maybe that's prevented you from doing so. So we really want folks to have the best information available and have the assistance they need.
Now, let's drop back a little bit here, Rachel, talking about SNAP and the food situation that was involved with that. And during COVID, the government really increased the amount to help families a lot, but that's not there anymore. So how do they survive now? Is there any other benefits that they can find besides the basic SNAP?
Right. So definitely folks are seeing those SNAP dollars decrease from that maximum allotment of $250. So we're getting a lot of those calls with those questions. We can help you recertify your SNAP or reapply if maybe you've let that benefit lapse. Sadly, it is a difficult situation for many. We do, as a food bank, provide some food box delivery to folks that are struggling to access food in their communities. And that spans just four metro counties at this time. But we also refer folks out to other local food resources that might be in our area.
Well, that would be a big help. It's worth a try. And they can use that same phone number that you gave out a little while ago to get that extra help?
They certainly can. We do have a sign up on our website for that initial food box delivery, but we recognize that sometimes technology is not the easiest for everyone. So feel free to give us a call and we'll help you sign up for that. And our food box program covers Denver, Jefferson, Adams, and Arapahoe counties. And the only requirement is that you live in one of those four counties and that you really struggle to access food. Maybe it's a short-term situation, like you're sick this month or your car broke down, or maybe it's, you know, more of a distance issue. We'll bring you a monthly box.
Sure, sure. And what's that website again, please, Rachel?
Sure, that is www.benefitsinaction.org. Again, that's benefitsinaction.org.
Now, if you're a caregiver, and we talk to a lot of caregivers dealing with seniors, and the senior can't handle some of these questions or whatever they might need, can a caregiver, even though they may not even be related, or if they are related to that senior, can they step up for that person and get help?
So anyone can reach out to us to do an intake and get someone scheduled for an appointment. Maybe you're a neighbor, a friend, a caseworker. During the actual appointment, if you need to speak on behalf of that individual, you would need medically durable power of attorney. However, we do oftentimes have caregivers, friends, family just kind of help facilitate that call, because we know that sometimes these can be difficult calls for folks.
Yeah, it really can be. And some seniors, even seniors that, you know, do take care of some of their own beings and what they need done, still get nervous about talking to somebody at a government level. And I don't think you guys are afraid, make be afraid of anything. You guys are great.
Absolutely. And remember, we're not your county office. We just try to, you know, work as a great liaison between you and them and make sure that they receive your applications in a complete fashion with correct information, just to kind of reduce that risk of, you know, you going without benefits for a few months, because that does happen.
Oh, it sure does, for sure. We're talking to Rachel Weiss, who's the Outreach and Marketing Coordinator for Benefits in Action. How do you guys get funded then with all that you're doing financially for, to help seniors?
Yeah, Murphy. So we would love to increase our donations, but we also work on grants. We have a number of those in place for the work that we do, including a dental grant for those 60 plus. So if you're struggling with some dental care, give us a call. But we also do some contracting. We receive some funding through the Division of Insurance for our Medicare navigation. And so we really work hard to, you know, find those dollars to continue doing this work. So if you're interested in making a donation to Benefits in Action, that's also something you can do on our website at benefitsinaction.org/donate. We'd love to have that as well. Thank you.
How much is the federal government giving any funding or state funding?
We do receive, like I said, that funding through Division of Insurance, you know, just a little here and there. But I think we have over 30 grants in place right now that we operate under for various programs. So nonprofit work can be tough.
Oh, no kidding. Believe me. Well, pretty much everybody we talk to on No Copay Radio is involved with trying to find out to get some money, and it's tough, especially these times. Now, do you work with Dr. Cog, don't you?
We do. They are one of our wonderful funders there at the Area Agency on Aging. We're very appreciative of them, and they do actually help fund that food box delivery program, for one.
Well, Jayla talks about that all the time. Jayla Sanchez-Warren, who runs the Area Agency on Aging for Dr. Cog, is always talking about SNAP and SHIP and all you guys are doing over there. And it's a hard job. It's a hard job, isn't it, Rachel?
Absolutely. And we're really lucky to have a great community of ally organizations like Dr. Cog and a number of the other community organizations here in the metro area and beyond. It really is a family of nonprofit organizations
sure.
that really serves this community.
Now, I got to talk about something. I'm looking at my notes here. You've got a big, speaking of getting money, a big fundraising event coming up in October called Boxed. What is Boxed?
So this will be the second year that we've held Boxed. We're a little bit newer. We've recently, last summer, left our fiscal sponsor and gotten our own 501c3 designation. So we did our first fundraising event. It is a cooking challenge, similar to some things you may have seen on TV.
Right.
So we definitely invite folks out to taste test the food that our local celebrity chefs will prepare from the food boxes we deliver to our community. It is a competition, so we do have a panel of judges, and the community attendants get to taste the food as well and, you know, kind of score their responses to that.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, some catered dinner, drinks, silent auction, a great time.
Well, how do they get tickets? Is that what requires tickets? Are they free? Do you got to buy them? How does that work?
We require tickets. Tickets are $100, and they are available on our website now. And we do have some sponsorship levels available as well. I think that top level, that $5,000 sponsorship, which we hope to have someone purchase, does include 8 tickets. So if any listeners out there want to bring their team out for October 11th, please do.
It's October 11th. That's the date of it. And again, tell us where to get tickets. I got to keep reminding people that they get excited. Well, I forgot. Where do I go to get the tickets?
Tickets for Box 2023 are available at benefitsinaction.org. You'll see a great pop-up when you first visit the website.
Sounds good. Rachel Weiss, of Outreach and Marketing Coordinator for Benefits in Action, thanks so much for coming on No Copay Radio today. And really keep up the good work you're doing over there.
Thanks so much, Murphy. Great talking to you.
And great to have all you guys there. Now, hang on. We got more coming up. It's No Copay Radio brought to you by Dr. Cog. That's the Denver Regional Council of Governments Area Agency on Aging on Cozy 101.1. And I'll be right back.
We now continue with No Copay Radio with your hosts, Murphy Houston and Jayla Sanchez Warren.
Thank you for hanging on. It's No Copay Radio on Cozy 101.1 every Sunday morning at 7:30. I am Murphy Houston. My partner, Jayla Sanchez Warren, who runs the Area Agency on Aging, part of Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government, she's on vacation. But if you need help from them at any time, Dr. Cog, 303-480-6700. And if you go to KOSI101.com and click on the icon that says No Copay Radio, and you've heard an interview we've done months ago, even sometimes a year or so ago, those interviews are all still there by date and by title, and you can review them again. And this one will be on there as well, as Barb Gettleman, who's been active in the Assistance League of Denver for 12 years, joins us, currently serving as ALD's Community Volunteer and Social Events Chairman. Barb has also served as President-elect and President of the organization. Barb, it sounds like you're running everything over there.
No, I'm not. It takes a team effort, but thank you, Murphy, for those kind sentiments.
Well, we need to know more. So many times, and every week we have No Copay Radio on Cozy 101.1, I talk to all these wonderful organizations, and I've lived in Denver since 1986, and I don't know these wonderful organizations, and you're no exception. So what is the Assistant League of Denver? Tell us about it.
Well, Murphy, the Assistance League of Denver has been serving the greater Denver community for 65 years.
Whoa!
Whoa. And our Denver chapter was actually organized in 1953. We chartered in 1958, and it's the first chapter of National Assistance League located outside of the state of California. We are an all-volunteer 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to transform the lives of children and adults through our innovative philanthropic programs, our ALD schools, Operation School Bell, Hospital Equipment Lending Program, scholarships, hospitality house, assault survivor kits, arts for kids, Eldo Bears, and serving our seniors.
That's amazing.
It is.
I mean, how do you cover all of that? That's a lot of territory.
Our membership is robust, but we're always looking for more, but also to our funding sources. Our thrift shop, which is always in the top 2 to 3 thrift shops in the entire state of Colorado, is the main source of our funding to ensure our philanthropic programs thrive and survive. And it's staffed, managed entirely by our member volunteers. We have a proud reputation as one of the best and friendliest thrift shops in the Denver area, located at 6265 East Evans Avenue right here in Denver. Our members work hard to make sure the merchandise is always good quality, clean, and fairly priced. Our other funding sources to ensure that our chapter moves forward to make a positive impact for good in the Denver community comes from grants, corporate and individual donors, our summer sizzle and happening fundraisers. Of course, just like other 501c3 organizations, we have an annual appeal letter requesting monetary donations. We participate in Colorado Gives Day. And of course, we have an endowment fund.
Wow, that covers it. For 65 years, you ought to have a pretty good handle on it. But I'm really curious about the thrift store. How do you get your material items in there? Do people just drop them off, or do you pick them up? How does that work?
It is entirely from community members volunteering and driving by our place every single day, Monday through Saturday. We don't accept donations, and we're not open to the general public on Sundays. But Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all one needs to do is load up their car, their truck, or what have you, come to 6265 East Evans. As you pull into our parking lot, drive around to the back side, you'll see a door that's our donation door. It has a doorbell. Ring that doorbell, and a friendly volunteer or member will greet you at the door to obtain your donations. Everything from clothing to housewares, books, designer women's clothing, upscale men's clothing, linens and bedding, toys and games, jewelry. We run the gamut.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I've never heard about it, especially my wife. I mean, she's a thrift store fanatic. She's going to be up there right after this interview, I'm sure. Holy cow. It sounds wonderful. And you talked about the fact, and you're part of this, social events that you raise money with. What are some of those events?
Oh, like I mentioned earlier, our happening event, as well as our summer sizzle. That's where we like for our advisory board members and corporate sponsorships and potential corporate sponsorships to come and learn a little bit about who we are and what we do. We hold at least two of those on an annual basis.
Well, how do you find out about that? Well, you may, might as well share your website. I know you got one of those.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's assistanceleague.com/Denver. And our website, it's a plethora of links and drop-down tabs that will educate the casual user and the first-time user on all about who we are and what we do. So assistanceleague.com/Denver.org.
Easy enough to remember there. And, and you talked about all the resources, the people you have, and you called them member volunteers. Explain that a bit. What does it mean, a member volunteer?
Well, if one chooses to become a member, and we hope people do, we have a membership of over 300. They give of their time and talents on committees, resource development, administrative, and philanthropic program committees that align with their interests and talents. So membership is always an option. But also, too, if one is just wishing to dip their toe into understanding a little bit more about who we are and what we do, serving us as a community volunteer, and that's the chairmanship position that I currently hold with the organization,
right,
is a great way to learn a little bit more and see firsthand our members in action. So I maybe didn't clarify that to the best of my ability. We have members who obviously are volunteering their time and talents, but we also have the entry gateway for anybody here in the Denver metropolitan area who chooses to want to learn a little bit more about our thrift shop, how it functions, how they can volunteer there, or even our hospital equipment lending program or hospitality house. Those are easy, simple ways, and a community volunteer can choose his or her schedule, and it could be a couple hours a week, a couple hours a month, once every quarter,
right,
whatever works for them.
That sounds wonderful. How many volunteers are you talking about that you are in need of?
Oh, my goodness. We are always in need of volunteers. Currently, we have a bench strength of community volunteers around 30 to 40, but we're looking for a lot more, especially now this time of the year with so many of our members taking holiday and summer vacations. Even those, we have some community volunteers who have stepped up these next 3 months because they're teachers, and they have a little bit more flex and availability in the months of June, July, and August. But those people are going to be heading back to work, as we all know, in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
So teachers are a great bench strength for us, but truly senior citizens who are looking to engage themselves a little bit more in the community. Retirees, that's really a great segment of our metropolitan area that we can draw upon. And I'm that person to connect with if they're so inclined to want to give their time and talents.
Perfect idea. We're talking with Barb Gettleman from the Assistance League of Denver. So, Barb, let's dig in and talk about some of those great philanthropic programs you're talking about. You kind of titled a couple of them, but let's dig in and talk specifically about some of them.
Absolutely, Murphy. The Assistance League of Denver Schools is one robust philanthropic program under our Schools and Families Division of our chapter that we serve. ALD Schools is comprised of the three committees that address the needs of school children and their families in our metropolitan area. ALD Schools, as I've mentioned, Operation School Bell, and Arts for Kids. So what's Operation School Bell, one may ask? It's a partnership program with JCPenney, which allows students to receive vouchers to shop for new school clothes on a selected Sunday before the store actually opens to the general public. JCPenney usually gives a 30% discount to families on their purchases through the Operation School Bell program. So that's one, Murphy.
Okay.
Another one is Arts for Kids. It's a full day of fine arts programs, underwritten by the Assistance League of Denver, which includes music, art, dance, and theatrical productions provided to the students in ALD schools. Also, too, another signature program philanthropically of ours that no other chapter in Assistance League nationwide has, but we do here in Denver and only in Denver, is our hospital equipment lending program, which is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. and Assistance League of Denver, we loan, there's no charge for this, wheelchairs, walkers, canes, bath benches, toilet risers, and other medical equipment free of charge. So one doesn't have to utilize their Medicaid or Medicare or go on to Amazon or Walmart to purchase out of pocket, knowing the way the economy is currently. This is a lending program. Once you're back up on all six cylinders and you have no more use for this wheelchair, just simply bring it back. We clean it. We ensure that all parts are working in working order. And we then loan it out to the next person here in the Denver area that is in need of a wheelchair or a transport chair or what have you. So that's another one. And I have a litany of others, Murphy. Another, and this is the program that really corralled me to becoming a member, our assault survivor program, which provides clothing and toiletry items for sexual assault victims here in the metropolitan area. And these kits are for children, men, and women. And in 2022 alone, clothing was bundled, 993 bundles and 465 toiletry bags were received by victims of sexual assault.
Oh my.
Here in our Denver hospitals from a sexual assault nurse examiner program. And that for me is very relevant and most impactful. We also have Aldo Bears. And I want to share for just a moment our hospitality house. For the past 53 years, the hospitality house has provided meals and social activities for senior citizens to enhance their daily lives. In the last 3 years alone, we've expanded our meal program to the Denver community to help those who are experiencing homelessness and food insecurities. Our volunteers prepare and serve hot meals, sack lunches, and they provide activities which increase socialization, in a safe environment. 18 million children face food insecurity, estimated 1 in 4 children nationwide. Our mission, Blessings in a Backpack, is to mobilize communities, individuals, and resources to provide food to these children over the weekends. Students receive their food bag on Friday before heading home, and close to 75% of the cost of this program is provided by personal donations to the Assistance League of Denver. So that, in a nutshell, are the various philanthropic programs that ALD of Denver provides.
My gosh, I am saluting you right now. You don't see it, Barb, but I am saluting. That is incredible. I mean, that whole thing, and I deal a lot really close with those seniors that need the medical equipment and the expense of that, and you're just loaning that out for their use. That element of what they do over there at ALD is huge. It's non-stoppable, and now you're helping kids. You know, my wife taught a long time in the city, and programs like that where you hand out a meal for the weekend or a backpack full of food for the weekend for that child was hard to support, and you guys are doing that, and that's another big one. Congratulations.
Thank you. On behalf of the entire membership and leadership team and board of the Assistance League of Denver, that means a lot coming from you, Mark.
Well, it is special. Now, the big question, and for those listening, go, wow, I need some of that help. How do they get it from you?
All they need to do is get in touch with us. All of our contact information, again, is assistanceleague.denver.org.
There's no qualifications. They have to show you a financial problem they have or whatever?
No.
That's it. Just go to the website and follow the instructions there.
Yep. And our telephone number is right on there, and they can call us directly. And if a person doesn't answer immediately, leave a voicemail, and we will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Barb, that's amazing stuff for sure. And again, you can use a little cash. So if people want to make some donations to help all the things you're doing there at the Assistance League of Denver, they can find that information there as well on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can.
Pretty simple. Barb Gettleman, well, I'm amazed. You've taught me a lot today. Thank you very much for sharing the information about the Assistance League of Denver. 65 years, folks, they've been around, and they're still there helping people. And if it's your need, you know where to go now. Barb will actually come to your house personally and cook meals. No, she really won't. But it almost sounds like that to me, though. Holy cow. Hey, Barb, thanks so much for coming on No Copay Radio this Sunday morning and sharing all that you do at ALD.
Well, we're honored, and we are grateful for this time this morning, and thank you, Murphy.
Okay, and you guys, too. Thanks for listening. No Copay Radio every Sunday morning, 7:30 here on Cozy 101.1.
This has been No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Governments Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700. Join us every Sunday at 7:30 here on Cozy 101.1.